Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault. Welcome to episode 21 of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Hi, I'm your host, Suzanne Thibault. Thank you for being here today. Do you have a hard time making decisions? Or do you make a decision and then second guess yourself? That's me. I did this for years until I realized I was doing it. It kind of ran in my subconscious mind, just I was doing it over and over to myself. And then when I realized I was doing it, I'm like, what am I doing? I need to stop that. I realized we really are surrounded with so many choices every day, and decisions can feel overwhelming. Even the simplest decisions can become a struggle, like which brand of yogurt to buy at the grocery store. Sometimes bigger decisions create deeper inner struggle, and that does not feel so good. That struggle is internal, and it comes from the inner critic in the mind. The inner critic bases all decisions on positive or negative outcomes based upon past life experiences in an attempt to keep you safe. When I say past life, I don't mean another actual lifetime. I mean your current life experiences that it references, like a data bank, to see what kind of outcome did you have when you did this or that in the past. And that energetic connection to your memories is also connected to your emotions. Emotions tell us information by showing us how we might feel about a decision. What usually happens is if you feel resistance to a decision, you might make a different choice. But sometimes that's not always in your best interest. So we're going to talk about decisions today because I've really struggled with my own, and I bet there's more of you that are also having a hard time with decisions. Let's start off by looking at our inner critic. Our inner critic is that voice in our head that wah, 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 can't stop talking about stuff like, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. But we also have a cheerleader. That cheerleader is our soul. And when we listen to that inner wisdom of our cheerleader, we're going to hear, I know I can do it. That's a good choice for me. And that's when we know that we've made a good choice for ourselves that will move us forward in life. So when we want to make a decision, or we have to make a decision, the inner critic will light up inside your brain and will reference something from the past, and it will combine it with an emotional response. Our emotions help us decide by creating a physical response to the information the inner critic is accessing in the mind. For example, when you're driving down the street and there's a car that runs a red light, so you slam on the brakes at the side of the car. It's because your subconscious mind has recognized danger and translated it into a flash of fear, and you on autopilot decide to act without any conscious thought about it. You just do it automatically and you slam on the brakes. And you did all of that on autopilot through the subconscious mind. And that was helpful. That's good. That's important. It helped to save you from being in an accident. But living on autopilot can also lead us astray. For instance, emotions can encourage you to keep eating that entire quart of ice cream or give a bad relationship another try. Every choice we make represents an inner battle between your cheerleader and your inner critic. The key to easier decision making is learning how to discern your personal truth for your highest good. And truth always comes from your inner wisdom, from your cheerleader, from your soul, not the inner critic. When you feel an internal nudge or have a great idea, that usually comes from your inner wisdom, and you can trust its guidance no matter what the inner critic might think. And it really always does have an opinion. When you feel you've made a right decision, you can allow it to guide the way. It's common, though, for the inner critic to chime in after you take action on a decision because it wants to keep you safe. And so it will create feelings of indecision and second guessing in you. And that this has been the case for me over the years. Mine would do that every time I made a decision, big or small. I would second guess myself, and I was really driving myself crazy. It's like, why can't I make decisions easier? Well, I didn't trust decisions back then because of all the struggle I was going through. I've been divinely guided to do many things I never even thought of doing. So I didn't trust the decision I made because I didn't think of it myself first. My inner critic thought that I should have thought of that. It shouldn't have come through divine guidance. Well, no, that's not the way intuition works. Inner wisdom is surprising in where it will lead you, if you will only become aware of it and follow it. And here's my own personal example. Last year, I was at a 3-day event to learn about making online programs. There was a guest speaker there who talked about podcasting. I felt the internal intuitive nudge to sign up for his course. But mentally, I felt confused, as I had never even thought or dreamed about podcasting. But my inner nudges come with body tingles as a sign of truth. And I had that, so I nervously took my credit card to the table and signed up for the training. Afterwards, the self-doubt crept in. Thoughts were swirling around in my mind, almost yelling at me. Why did you do that? Why did you waste more money? No one wants to hear what you have to say. No one will care about a podcast. And that's because I had never thought about doing a podcast, and I've never even listened to one before then. So my mind, my inner critic, had no point of positive reference in my memory banks to access, and it came out swinging with negative thoughts. I wondered how this could really be my truth. But I did it anyway because I was intuitively guided to do it. Well, today I'm laughing because you're listening to this on my podcast. It's been almost a year, and Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio is going strong. I now understand the reason I was guided to do a podcast. I didn't understand it in the moment, but I understand it now. It's a marketing tool to get me talking about what I do as a spiritual life coach. And it has helped me to make new connections and talk to and support so many amazing people. And I would have never met them if I didn't have a podcast. The podcast has helped me to build personal confidence in my speaking. And I do feel that if just one person hears something that helps them shift their perspective, then I have served in some small way. And that's very important to me because as a healer, I am here to serve. So making that decision to do the podcast training wasn't hard, because inner guidance guided it. The hard part was after I made the decision, where the critic was over and over and over, wanting to say no. But I had said yes to myself in that decision, yes to my life. And so the inner struggle began. And I know that everything happens for a reason, even if we don't understand it at the time. We always do understand it at some point in the future. You can set aside the voice of the inner critic and listen to your inner wisdom. I've found that personal truth always leads in the right direction for a better life. It takes trust and confidence to follow your inner wisdom, but the outcomes you receive are so worth it. Does making decisions cause you stress? Ask yourself what the worst case scenario is if you pick wrong. When you ask yourself that, you can laugh at it, really, because there isn't a horrible outcome for any decision we have to make, truly. Making decisions are rarely a life or death situation, but the inner critic believes that it is. And when it tries to keep you safe, it's just leading you astray. Let's say you choose something from a restaurant menu and it doesn't taste good. You can always eat something else. It's not a life or death decision. And nobody makes perfect decisions 100% of the time. Nobody. That's because we're learning and growing all the time. But using your inner wisdom can help you up the odds for more truth in your life. When you delay making a decision because you are afraid of messing up, nothing changes and the inner critic wins because it feels like it's keeping you safe. I want to encourage you to be proactive in your life and make daring decisions that will move you forward on your dreams. That's one of the best decisions you can make for yourself. Let's talk a little bit about your inner guidance system and how it works. There are three ways that it functions. First, there is an ordinary intuition, which is just a feeling or gut instinct. You feel it in your gut. That is the simplest form of inner knowing what's right for you. The second is expert intuition, which is when you instantly recognize something familiar. For example, take a baseball player who's up to bat. He knows where the ball will go and decides in a moment whether to swing or not. That is familiar to him. And this comes from your life experiences that have shaped your perceptions on life. The third form of inner wisdom is strategic intuition. Now, this form is slower in providing information. You use this type of intuition when you have new decisions to make on something you haven't encountered before. Deciding to sell your home and move uses strategic intuition, where you ask your higher self for guidance on what to do and where to move to. The problem arises when the inner critic interferes with strategic intuition. When you're making a major decision that will change your life, the fear of the inner critic arises and you start feeling resistance. Then you use the power of personal choice to make the decision that is best for you. Sometimes it means stepping over fear that's coming from the inner critic to move yourself forward on the best decision for your life. I've had to do that a lot. Now, a flash of intuitive insight can happen in only a moment, but it may take several weeks for that moment to come at the right time for you, and that's called divine timing. You cannot rush your inner wisdom. The inner critic might want to make a snap judgment, and so it's a discipline for yourself that allowing your inner wisdom to guide your decisions requires you to recognize when a situation is new and just turn off your inner critic. Tell it to be quiet. And then you let the new information come in and build awareness around it for greater understanding and an easier way of making a decision. We should trust our expert intuition because it's based on our experiences. But we use that for familiar problems. When you need a breakthrough solution in your life, you shouldn't be too quick to jump to conclusions. And if you let your inner wisdom guide you, you will be headed in the right direction for an amazing life. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for listening. I hope this might inspire you to make decisions in an easier way for yourself. It's helped me a lot in my personal life. I hope it'll help you. And remember that life is worth living, so get out there and let love lead the way.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth for you and your pet. If you are ready to talk to your pets and angels, heal with your pet, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift, Pet Communication 101, a mini training course where you learn the foundation of animal communication. Available at suzannethibault.net. If you are a pet parent looking to create a deeper connection with your pet, then join our Facebook group, Pet Communication, a community for animal lovers. Also visit us on Blogger, LinkedIn, and Google+.